Today's Shir's Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss Hilchis Mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Mivdom Shmu Mitzvah Anicha B'toy Chalol Shepesach. The mitzvah is to put the mezuzah within the doorway. Ask the Mar Pshita, what is he telling me that isn't what is being taught that isn't obvious? Ask them. B'sharecha Rachmana. The Torah says when it comes to put in the mezuzah, you should put it b'sharecha. So of course you have to put it in the doorway. B'sharecha Rachmana. Answers the Gemara. Sakadat Chamina. One would think, Hayav Rachmana. Since we have learned that mitzvah anicha. The Pesach HaSamach L'Shus Rabbim. The mitzvah is to put the mezuzah as close as possible to the Rishus Rabbim. And the reason, as we're going to see, is two reasons. One is that as soon as you come to your home, you should find the mezuzah there. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that you want the entire area of your home protected. So if the mezuzah is not going to be in the outermost tefach of your doorway, that area, that space that is not where the mezuzah is not, you're going to not have that proper shmirah. And therefore, since the halacha is that we should put it in the tefach. That's the first tefach closest to Rishus Rabbim. So we would think maybe that kam de merchik mali, that maybe don't even put it into the doorway, put it in before the doorway, to even, as we're learning, have more shmira, kamash mon. That's what we're here to learn, that that is not the proper way of putting up a mezuzah. Vam Rav Yehuda Mishmul Kosval Shnei Dafin. If the mezuzah was written on two pieces a parchment, psula the mezuzah's puzzle. Ask the Gemara, the Braisa says, kosva shnei dapim v'nicha b'shnei tzipin. If the mezuzah was put into two pieces of paper and were put on the two doorposts, psula, then it's puzzle. Says the Gemara, isn't that indicate, ha b'saf achad, if it was in one case, in one side, shera, it's already kosher. And the fact that it's on two, and the fact that it's on two pieces of paper is not a concern. Answers the Mara, that's not the way to understand what was taught. The way to understand was ruya l'shtei sapim kamer. What was meant to teach us is that if it was written in a way that it could be put in two pieces, that means it was written on two separate pieces of paper. And if it was written on two separate pieces of paper, then it could be put on two separate sides of the door. That is enough to make it disqualified. The Torah HaKadosh says, regarding the mitzvah mezuzah, "Uchsata mezuzah beisecho v'sherecha." And from here, Chazal, we're going to learn mitzvah Shem in the next daf, daf lamedalad, beischa biyoscha, that the mezuzah has to be put Derech Biyoscha. Derech Biyoscha, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, means, Derech Biyoscha, as we're going to learn, means to the, as we walk in on the right side, entering. And now, if we have a door, house open to Shus Rabbim, and the way you enter the house is you walk in from the Shus Rabbim into the house, so the mezuzah is supposed to put up on the right side of the person as he's entering the home. And it doesn't make a difference in what direction, how the door opens, if it opens into the house or out of the house. The same thing would apply if you have two doors. If you have two doors, two rooms, one room entering into the other room, then the halacha again will be that you put the mezuzah onto the right side as you're entering on the right side as you're entering the home. However, the case that our Gemara is going to speak about is where we have two rooms. The simplest way of understanding the Gemara is we have two rooms. each of the rooms have an entrance from the Shul Rabbim. So that's easy that the mezuzahs put on the doorway as we're coming from the Shul Rabbim into the house. But now these two rooms have a wall in between, separating these two rooms. And there's a doorway between these two rooms. And we don't know, both rooms are used in a similar fashion. And since both rooms are used in a similar fashion, the question that comes now up is, in which direction should you put the mezuzah? And towards which room do you put the mezuzah? So explains the Gemara, when we don't have the obvious derech biyoscha to help us decide where the mezuzah should be put up, says the Gemara, Mam Rav Yehuda Mishmu, b'mezuzah halach achatzir. In those days, the doors of a room were not done with hinges. They were done with a pivot, a hanging door on the pivots. And the question is, which way the door opens is the way to put the mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, how is that understood? My heketzir, aravada avakta, where you have a pivot on which the door is hanging. Hechidami, and what does the Gemara mean? As we explain, kigoyim pischa, the bein trei bati, when you have a door between two rooms, one room, bein begavri lebein noshi, one room is used for men, one room was used for women, and there's a doorway between these two rooms, and now they're both equally used, and we need to make the decision which one is the room that, which side do we put up the mezuzah? So here we're saying that we put the heketzir is what is used to determine where to put it up. But that's only, as I said a moment ago, something that's going to be used, something that we're going to rely on when there is no derech biyoscha. There's no obvious room, which is the primary room to enter. But when there's an obvious way to enter, which is the room you're entering, which is the primary room, and then you'll always put the mezuzah on the right of that, to the right walking in. And the question that comes up is, what's going to be the halacha when you don't have a doorway, for example? So the two rooms are used both equally, and you don't have, as Al Gemara just indicated, a heketzir. What should you do in such a situation? So interestingly, to point out, the Shas HaTshuvas Shailas HaYoivitz, the Shas HaTshuvas Binyan Tzion, says you could put up two mezuzahs, one on the right side and one on the left side, and it's not considered, they say, a situation about Toysef, that I'm putting up two mezuzahs when the Torah only tells us to put up one mezuzah, because the one mezuzah that's supposed to be there is fulfilling the mitzvah. And the other mezuzah is not mezuzah at all. And they want to compare it to a sugya that we're going to be, mitzvah Shem, also learning in our coming shir, where there's a discussion, we know what is the proper order to put the parashias in the tefillin. And there's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and many people put on both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam out of concern. The Sumas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says that you should do this, that you should put on both mezuzahs, but he says they should, one mezuzah at least of the two of them should be put in a way that it's not so visible. The people shouldn't see the mezuzah, that people shouldn't see that I have two mezuzahs. I should only have one mezuzah. But he says, put up two mezuzahs, put one in a way that's not visible, and make a bracha. I saw Rabbi Yonason Steif says the same. And just have in mind that you're only going to be yotze with the mezuzah that you mechuyev, the bracha should be for that mezuzah. The Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Ramosha Zatzal and Yerodeya Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Vav, he says that he doesn't agree He doesn't accept that one should have to make two mezuzahs on the two sides of the door. He says, and what you're going to have to do is make some sort of determination which is the primary door, maybe even change your behavior to make one of those two rooms into the primary room. And by doing that, you will know, as I said at the beginning, exactly where to put the mezuzah. Moreover, there's another consideration, because as I said, this often happens when you have no door. And the opinion of the Rambam is that a doorway without a door is not mechuyev mezuzah midaraisa. Says the Maharesh Galusa Bona Besa, Resh Galusa built himself a house. Amalei Rav Nachman, he told Rav Nachman, says the Gemara, kavale mezuzta, put on mezuzah that I should put up a mezuzah. Amalei said, put up the mezuzah on the door, and said Rav Nachman to him, that is not acceptable. Tali deshi bereisha, first put up the door, the doorway, the two mezuzahs and the mashkin, and only after you put them up, then do you put on the mezuzah. And the reason it's done this way is because just like the Torah says by tzitzis, the Torah says gedilim das loch, and the Gemara we're going to learn a mitzvah shem and daf mem teaches us based on this pasuk, tasa v'loy min ha'asui, you have to have first the beged, and then with the four corners, and then put on the tzitzis. But if you, let's say, have a beged with only three corners, and then afterwards you put on the tzitzis on those three corners, then that would not be acceptable. You have to put on the tzitzis only after you have a beged that has four corners, that's mechuyev and tzitzis. Here too, it'll be the same. And the way the Rishonim explain that we learned this not with a gzeirus shava, but we learn it with a binyan av. That just like by tzitzis, daloch is tasa v'loy min ha'asui, so too, daloch is by a mezuzah, it's only tasa v'loy, it has to be tasa v'loy min ha'asui, and only after the mezuzah is, the doorway is completely put up, then do we put on the mezuzah, but not before the doorway. Not before the doorway is put up. Says the Gemara Amar of Yehuda, and this halacha is most serious when the question that comes up is, let's say, on Sukkos, you have a skylight. And the Pesach can discuss the following shiloh. You have skylight over a room in your house. You open up the skylight to make it into a sukkah. Now, the halacha is that a sukkah doesn't have to have a mezuzah. A sukkah doesn't have to have a mezuzah because a sukkah is a diras arai. So now the question is, you have a mezuzah on that room in your home with the skylights. That mezuzah you put up perfectly fine. But now when you open up that skylight and turn it into a sukkah, it's not mechuyvim sukkah. And then when you turn it back into a regular room, you take off the schach, put back down the skylights, why would that not be considered a tasei v'loi minosun? So this is a very big discussion. And Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Shnois Chaim, quoting and the Pre-Chodesh as well, says that this is going to be a situation of tasa v'loy min ha'asui, and therefore the mezuzah after Sukkos should be removed and put back on. The Shnois Chaim does say that we should, after Sukkos, when we're putting on that, doing this, we shouldn't make a bracha. However, many, many Paiskim, Rav Moshe and the Shalos Tshuvos, Igros Moshe, the Shalos Tshuvos Marshag, said that that the skylight, opening the skylight, putting on the schach, doesn't take it away from being a room. It's a room that's kosher for a sukkah. And since when you put the room up, you had an obligation to put the mezuzah up, so then that obligation doesn't go away. And there's really two things to extrapolate from what we just said. One thing we're going to extrapolate from what we just said is that when you're putting on the mezuzah the first time, make sure that there's a roof, that the sky, that there is a proper roof, because the mezuzah should be put on tasa v'lo menasui. The other thing we should learn is when you're putting on the schach, and by making a sukkah, there's also halacha of tasa v'lo menasui. And since there's a halacha of tasa v'lo menasui, when we're putting up schach, the halacha should be that the skylight should be open. In other words, let's say you're putting up the sukkah on a day that it's raining, the halacha is that you should, and you don't want to open up the skylight, you don't want to get wet, that might be a concern of tasa v'loi min asui. And we see from here that the room, the fact that the room could be used as a regular room does not take its ability from being a mezuzah. But if the first, from being a room that's mechuyev mezuzah, even though it's a sukkah. Furthermore, the first time you're putting up the mezuzah on that room should not be for sukkahs. Now, we're only speaking about a situation where you had a mezuzah in this room because this room is a room. And now, this is what you're doing. But if you're not going to use it as a, if you're using it now as for sukkahs, then that would not be appropriate. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, also Kiminagar. If somebody put in the mezuzah into the wall of the wall, that he put it in put it in horizontally into the room, psula. That's possible because the mezuzah should be put up. The mezuzah should be put up in a standing fashion. And ask the Gemara, is that true? That that's the way the mezuzah has to be put up. But ask the Gemara, kiyosu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef amar kula mezuzah debei Rebbe. All the mezuzahs that were in the home of Rebbe, kiminagar avidim, they were put in horizontally into the wall. And then he continues saying, "Vahi pesku the ayah bei Rebbe lebei medrasha," and the door that he used to go into the Beis HaMedrash, v'lohavalei mezuzah, didn't have a mezuzah at all. So we see that they did put in the mezuzahs horizontally. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Hada avikasiksa. When is a puzzle when you put it in like completely flat into the wall? Hada avikasterio. When you did it, that it's slanty or like an L, that's kosher. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? Ask the Rav Pischa, Dav Oyel Be Rav Huna Be Medrasha. That door that Rav Huna went into Beis Medrash, fell I have a mezuzah, and I had a mezuzah. So how could you say there was no mezuzah? Says the Gemara, who Rogelba? He used to always use that back and forth. Dom Rav Yudam Rav, mezuzah halachach Rogel. If that's the way you always enter the room, you should put up a mezuzah. So that mezuzah was open to a place that he was always going to live. But here was a room that was only used for Beis Medrash that doesn't have a mezuzah. So there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Rather, Rashi explains that everybody agrees that the main entrance to Beis Medrash requires a mezuzah. A private entrance to the Beis Medrash that's only used by one individual doesn't have to have a mezuzah. And therefore, Rebbe had a private entrance leading from his house directly to a seat in the front of Beis Medrash. So therefore, he didn't put a mezuzah on that door. So based on this, we're learning that a Beis HaMedrash requires a mezuzah. The Mordechai, based on a Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, says that a Beis HaKnesses does not require a mezuzah. Says the Bach, that a mezuzah is only required in a building which is considered a Beis Dira, a place of residence. A Beis HaMedrash is considered a Beis Dira because most of the day people sit there and learn Torah, and therefore requires a mezuzah. A Beis HaKnesses, which is used exclusively for davening, is not considered a Beis Dira, because most of the day it's not occupied. They only use the daven there. Tosfos and the Rambam don't differentiate between a Beis Medrash and a Beis Knesset, and they say that neither requires a mezuzah. Tosfos explains the reason Rav Huna's Beis Medrash door required a mezuzah, because as we alluded to, it led from the Beis Medrash to the house, and therefore it wasn't used as an entranceway to the Beis Medrash, and that's why it's mechuyev a mezuzah. It's chayev a mezuzah because it's an entranceway to the house. And therefore, the Gemara is to be understood. If the entranceway to your Beis Medrash also enters to your home, there's a chayev mezuzah. If it doesn't enter to your home, there is no chayev mezuzah. The Rosh says that his Rebbe, the Maram in Rottenburg, originally relied on the lenient opinion of Tosfos and did not put up a mezuzah to the door of his Beis Medrash. However, later on he changed his mind and did put up a mezuzah to his Beis Medrash because he was concerned that as long as there was no mezuzah on that door, need to be concerned about a reich ruach ra in the house. Beis Yosef paskins that one should take the opinion of Rashi and puts a mezuzah on a Beis Medrash. However, he says one should not put on a make a bracha when putting up such a mezuzah. Bach write that what one should do is that he should put up the mezuzah to the Beis Medrash at the same time as he's putting up the mezuzah to his home. And this is, in general, an important halacha. Since you're putting up the mezuzah for the home, and there's a chiyuv bracha on the mezuzah on the home, and you're making it for the bracha then, you'll also have in mind the door to the Beis Medrash. And whenever you have a question in a home, that's what you should do. You should put up the mezuzah, put on a room with a mezuzah, with a bracha, put the mezuzah up on the room that has certainly a chiyuv mezuzah, and make the bracha there, and also have a mind to cover the room which you're not sure. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Zera, Amar of Master, Amar Shmuel, Mitzvah, Anicha, B'tchila, Shlusha, Elyon. The mitzvah is to put up the mezuzah at the beginning of the top third of the side of the mezuzah from the floor. As long as tefach, the mezuzah has to be a tefach off the ground and or a tefach below the ceiling. The color pesach cool, but the rest of the doorway koshla mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, the Brisa teaches us, Mabi menakaka tefach, menakarfa tefach, the color pesach koshla mezuzah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, like we just learned. Rabbi Yosemer, the pasuk says, Ukshatim lois al yadecha voyelot et tofais ben anechom, Uksafta mamzuzah besech vishrecham. So we compare the halacha mezuzah to halacha of tefillin. Mak shira, just like when it comes to the tefillin shalroish, that's why most explain. We're speaking about the tefillin shalroish. The tefillin shalroish are put on the top of the body begoiva. Af ksiva the mezuzah begoiva. There are rishonim, however, say that the connection is between the tefillin shalyad. Just like the tefillin shalyad are put on the top of the arm, so too should be the mezuzah on the top of the arm. Bishlam Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, Hudam Krav Yehuda. He says, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the entire doorway can be used for the mezuzah, besides the tefach. But according to Shmuel, that says you put the mezuzah by the top third of the door, ask the Gemara, command, that opinion is not consistent, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Dev Nosson, Loilam Krav Yossi. Rav Shmuel's opinion is consistent with Rabbi Yossi. Omai tchila shlush elyon de ka'omar. When Shmuel said, when you put it at the top third, says the Gemara, l'archika. Shmuel's saying, how far down could you put the mezuzah? And he's teaching us that shloi l'archika min ha'kairu shomala yoyitz mishlush. Don't put the mezuzah more than a third from the top of the door. But according to him, at least at this point in the Gemara, you could put the mezuzah anywhere on the height of the wall. So, of course, the very important question that comes up is what is the proper place of the putting the mezuzah? Because here our Gemara is saying it should be put by the top third of the door. The Yerushalmi, however, says that it should be put at the shoulders, corresponding to the shoulders of when somebody enters. And this problem, this issue comes up where the door is very tall. And if you're going to put the mezuzah only by the top third, the mezuzah is going to be very high up. What is the halacha? There's a machlokes. The Levush paskins like the Yerushalmi, that if you have a very tall door, then you should put it by corresponding to your shoulders. The Shach quotes the Yerushalmi, and so too do many other paskim. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Rambam, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch don't quote this Yerushalmi, and therefore he's not clear what to do. And the Shas HaTshuvas also says that Shmasham, even though we don't find the Yerushalmi quoted, he says that we could follow the Yerushalmi. The Klozmag Rebbe, the Shas HaTshuvas Divrei Yatziv, Yoridei Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph, quotes the Divrei Chaim, and he says that also, if you have a very tall door, the halacha, you should put the mezuzah facing, corresponding to your shoulders. Now, there's a separate discussion in the Paiskim. What is considered a very tall door that you have to put it by your shoulders, not by the third? Many suggest that only if the door is 20 amma tall. If it's less than 20 amma, put it by the top third. Others say it has nothing to do with 20 amma. It has to do where it comes into your room. It's interesting to point out that the oldest son of the Divrei Chaim was the Shin of Arav, the Divrei Yecheskel. And the Divrei Yecheskel, of course, typically followed the psak of his father in halachic matters. But in this halachic matter, he actually did not follow his father. He says that, as we just quoted, the Divrei Chaim's opinion was that you should put the mezuzah by your shoulders, but the opinion of the Shin of Arav was based on our Gemara that you should put the mezuzah by the top third. Continues the Gemara. Amar, as we mentioned earlier in the shir, Amar Rava Mitzvah Nichem Tefach Hasama Klushus Rabim. The proper place to put the mezuzah is by the Tefach closest to Rushus Rabim. Asking Rabbi Tama, what's the reason? Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan explained today, Shiyifka Mezuzah Miyad, that as soon as you enter the home, you should encounter the mezuzah. Says the Mar of Chanina Mesura Amar Keichid in the Tatri. You want that the mezuzah should be able to cover the entire home. Amar Rav Chanina, now says Rav Chanina, Bar Resh Loike Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'Dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so different than us. Midas Bas V'Dam, when we speak about human beings, Melech Yoshe B'Fnim, the king sits inside his home, V'Am Misham Bas V'Chatz, and he has God sitting outside guarding the home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Enekein, Avod of Yoshe B'Fnim, we're inside the house, and he watches us from outside, as the pasuk says, Hashem Shemrecha, Hashem Silcha, Ayad Yiminecha. And this is the source for, and the pasuk afterwards continues, Yom Hashem Shleikech V'Yirech B'Layla, Hashem Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishma Snafshecha Hashem, Yishma Tzeischa V'Yach Mi'at Olam. And what we say that when Pshat is that what as the Mashah, that whatever happens to us is according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and therefore we always have in mind the mezuzah as we walk in and walk out of the house to represent a shmirah for us no matter where we are. And that's why the many have the minig, as they come in and out of the house, they should touch the mezuzah. The Rebbe Kiv Eger in the Chuvas Rebbe Eva says that when a person leaves his house, that he should put his hand on the mezuzah. There's a discussion. If the mezuzah is a mezuzah case, then that's most appropriate. But if the mezuzah is not in a mezuzah case, so then there's a problem of touching kisvei kodesh, just like we don't touch a sefer Torah with a bare hand. But if, as most people have the mezuzah in a mezuzah case, the makar to touch the mezuzah as we walk in or out of the house is based on what we just learned in this Gemara, because the mezuzah is a shmirah, and we want to always think about that mezuzah as we're entering and leaving the house. The Chachmas HaMetzpan says that what we're supposed to think is, as we leave the house, that wherever I'm going, I'm always thinking that I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmira. So whether I'm entering the house or whether I'm exiting the house, what is always going to be on my mind is that I'm relying completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, and that's the way I live my life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that I completely rely on, and He watches over me wherever I am. It says about Darsh Rava Breid of Ravim Shmeid Rava, Hemaglei Tafach, if you made a hole in the doorway to put in the mezuzah, psula. Says the Gemara Lem Mesailei, let's say the right, what we just learned, the Brisa says, Nicha Bepatsin, Oshetola Leva Malvin, if somebody put the mezuzah inside the doorway, or he put a brick, after he put up the doorway, he put a brick on the doorway. The loch is, im yesham tefach, if it's a tefach, so then that isn't going to work, because that created a new doorway. At tzarech mezuzah acheres. And laf, ain't tzarech mezuzah acheres. So the Brice is teaching us clearly that if the mezuzah is in the doorway, it's possible. Answer the Gemara, it's not necessarily a raya, because kitanya hi, what is that Brisa speaking about? It's talking about Pesach Shachurei Adelas. Where you have a room, for example, it has a wall, a door, an entrance on the southwest entrance to the door. And there's these two doors entering the house, one on the south and one on the west. And you have a pole that's dividing those two entrances. And since that pole is not really a doorway, that's why it's not mechuyev mezuzah. It's not what we're speaking about. Says the Gemara, how can we say that that's what the Brice is speaking about? So that halach is taught already in the Brice about this interesting doorway. So the Gemara, it's not talking about two separate cases, but rather ketzak tani. The way to understand it is that how should it should be. And the reason the mezuzah, the halacha is that if you put the mezuzah into the wall, into the doorway, it's not kosher. So there's two explanations. The Bach explains because it's not considered b'sherecha, and the Levush explains because it's not considered a mezuzah spesach. Tana, somebody says the Braisa, if you don't have a doorway made out of wood, Hemeloi Malbein Shalkanim, you put up poles, Chaytach Shveferis, what you should do is, you should cut one of those poles, or Menicha, and put that mezuzah into that beam. I'm Rav Acha Barei Rava, Loi Shanel Shehebed, again, the halacha that we learned earlier in our shir, that this halacha is only applicable if you first put up the mezuzah, Ulpsoif Chotach V'Nich, and then you cut this pole, and then afterwards you put the mezuzah into it. Avol, chotach v'niach, if you have a beam, and you cut the beam, and you put the mezuzah into that beam, will b'soif hemed, and then you put it up, sula, because as we said earlier in the shir, that is tas v'loy menasu. V'amarava, hani pischi shemoi, doors that are pischi shemoi, the Gemara explains immediately what that means, is part of mezuzah. It's part of p'turim min mezuzah. My pischi shmoi. Ask them exactly what is pischi shmoi. Says Gemara pligabar of chumi v'rab abiyosi. Chanam adalestoi tikra. It doesn't have a ceiling on top. It doesn't have a straight ceiling on top. V'chanam adalestoi shkufi. It doesn't have two straight mezuzahs on the side. Amar Rav Bashila, Amar Rav Achsadra. If you have like a foyer in front of your home that has a roof, it has three walls, but it has no door. Turim and a mezuzah, you don't have to put a mezuzah there. But Fishayin lepitzimim, it doesn't have a doorway. Says the Gemara, Hayesh lepitzimim, but it seems if it would have the sides, it would be chay mezuzah. But ask the Gemara, l'chizah tikrihu davidei, they're only there to strengthen the top, but not to be a doorway. Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa, to understand Rav Chisda. Hachkama, what Rav Chisda means to teach us is that af pishesh lepitzimim, even though it has these pitzimim, the loch is that it's potter min a mezuzah, it's potter for mezuzah, ain't assume el chizik tikra. They're not meant to be a wall, and since they're not meant to be there as a wall, that's as a door, they're not chayv mezuzah. Amabaya, chazina leila splitted the mar. I saw the chsadru that was in the home of Rava, this lay pisime, it had side post, Vilesla mezuzah, and then have a mezuzah. Why? Because Kosover, it was his opinion that they were only put up lechizik tikra. They were only put up there the tikra vidi. They're only put there to strengthen the top. And since they were only there for that purpose, that's not considered a doorway. Meisvei asked the Gemara. The Bryce says beis shar, a small room that they make like a hut. Where the guard sits. Achsadra mepesas, ayavim mezuzah. So we see that achsadra is chayim mezuzah. Answers the Gemara, achsadra de bei Rav. Here we're talking about that has four walls. Since it has four walls, it has chayim mezuzah. Says the Gemara, achsadra de bei Rav, when we speak about the achsadra de Rav, can drurim ayasa here. That's a full-fledged room. So of course it's mechayim mezuzah. Answers the Gemara, B'gdera Ramaisa, that it's made completely out of windows. So it looks not like a room, and that's why it's a different halacha. That's why it had to be taught that's Chayiv Mezuzah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Behar Ziki, Chayiv B'shtei Mezuzahs. Ask them, my Behar Ziki, exactly what is that meant? Amar Papa Sovim Shmei Derav, Beis Shar B'suach L'chotzer, where you have a Beis Shar in front of your home that opens up to the Chotzer, and then you have the house that's open to the Beishar. Tanar Abonin, Beishar Psuch Lagina. If your Beishar is open to your garden, Ulakitonis, and it's open to a small room, Rav Yosef Menidika Kitonis, it's considered like a room, and it's Chayim Nezuzah. Chomer Menidika Beishar, it's only considered like a Beishar, it's not Mechuyiv Nezuzah. Says the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu, Megina Labayis, from if the doorway is going from the garden to the house, Kulam Loi Pligi, everybody will agree that that room is Chayim Mezuzah. My Tamabi the Baisu, as we spoke about earlier in Ashir, anything that is used to enter a room is Chayim Mezuzah. Ki Plivi, when it goes Mibayis Lagina. Masover, Rav Yosef's opinion is that Ketonis Iker. And therefore, since the main thing is the room, it's Chayim Mezuzah, or Masover, and the Chama hold, the Gina Iker, and the God's name Chayim Mezuzah. Rava Rav Yosef Tamri Tavayu, Mabayis Lagina, if you're going from the house to the garden, the Kulam and the Pigle de Potter, my time, Piska de Ginahu, it's an entrance to the garden, and the entrance to the garden is Nam Chayim Mezuzah. Ki Pligi, Begina Labayis. If you're entering from the garden into the house, Masover, Rav Yosef's opinion is be the baisu, and that's why it's Chayim Mezuzah. Or Masover, the other man, it was meant all for the purpose of the garden, and since it was meant entirely for the garden, it's Chayim Mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Abayev Rav Avdi Kirav of Rav Yosef, we see in which direction the door is going. If it's going towards the garden, it's Potter. If it's going towards the house, it's Chayiv. Rav Ashi of Karav Shmuel Chumra, that if it's going to the house, it's certainly Chayim Mezuzah. If it's going to the garden, according to Rav Yosi, it's Chayim Mezuzah. And according to Rabbanan, it's Potiphar and Mezuzah. And the Gemara is telling us that Rav Ashi followed the opinion of Yossi, that even though the door went into the garden, but since there was a room there, there was a hut there, it's Chayim Mezuzah. And says the Gemara, that's the halacha, Vilchasa, Karav, Ushmo, Lechumra, that we put, if there's one place which is a room, we put on a mezuzah. The Baal Turim says that we say every day the pasuk Chsafta Mezuzah B'Sechom, and then it says Laman Yibu Yamechem. What the Torah means to teach us is that by having a mezuzah in your home, what you do is you make the Layova Mashchus Batechem. Nothing could do harm to you. And then the pasuk continues Ushamar Tishmarum. If you put up a mezuzah, you'll be able to, you'll have what the pasuk says, Hashem Shemrecha, Hashem Tzilcha, Al Yad Yiminecha. That's the power of a mezuzah. As we said earlier, the power of a mezuzah is that it protects us both when we're in the home and when we're not in the home. And that's why, as we mentioned in the previous year, the minig is, many people have the minig, that on the outside of the mezuzah, they put up, they write the word shakai. What does the word, why specifically they put on the word shakai there? Because shakai is shin dalad yud, and it stands for shomer dalsas yisrael. The mezuzah serves as a protection for the in our doorways, both when we enter and exit our homes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always be protecting us.